Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf. Becharis Daf Samach. We begin at the Mishnah, which is 13 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Yotzu Shnaim Ka'achas. So ideally, he should be having the animals come out through the gate, out of the pen, single file, and count them one by one until he gets to number 10, magic number, Maser Behema. What happens if two jump out at once? Yotzu Shnaim Ka'achas. In this case, Moina Isum Shnaim. Actually, seems to take out the second Shnaim. Moina Isum Shnaim. So we should count them as two. As they are, right? Moina Isum Shnaim. According to others, it's Shnaim Shnaim. So he keeps on, you know, counting them as doubles. Okay, but in any case, according to Rashi, it would seem that the first pair he calls two, right? And then going forward, it's single file, three, four, five, six. What happens if he mistakenly calls them one? Monon echad. Instead of calling them two, he calls them one. So now he's one behind, because the next one is really three and he's calling it two. His four is really three, and his 10 is really 9. Right? He's one behind. Monon echad. Okay, so now when he gets to his number 10, which is really 9, we have an issue. Tishi v'asiri mikul kolam. So what he called 10, which is really 9, and the next one, which is really 11, which he called 10, were done improperly. And they are mekulkal. Rashi learns in the middle of Pshat, he says that you can't do anything. You can't, it has no proper kedusha v'akrava. You must await for it to get a mum, and you eat it with a mum. Rashi has a kasha, because as we're going to see in a very short moment in the Mishnah coming up, that there's something called tos. So although it should be the 10th that you label 10, but let's say you mistakenly mislabel number 9 as number 10, or number 11 as number 10, etc., etc. So there is a system where the Kedusha does affect the the one to the right and to the left of the actual 10th. So why is this different? I mean, after all, you label the number 9 as number 10, etc. So he says, because that case in the Mishnah is speaking where he counted properly. 1, 2, 3. When he got to, 9, 10, 11, then he got a little confused. That's when we apply that halacha, that the Kedusha spreads around. But in this case, where he confused the numbers before he even got close to number 10, he was already confused before that. At 3, at 4, at 6, etc., right? In that case, he says it's worse. And the mislabeled 9 and 10, etc., do not get proper Kedusha, and there's no Akrava. So we have Teshiva, Asir, Mikul Kol. Oh, now comes the classic case of Tos, where in fact the Kedusha does successfully affect the neighboring animals, the ones near 10. Karlachi, Asir. Okay, he's counting properly, 1, 2, 3, until he gets to number 9, and for some reason he jumped the number. He mislabeled number 9 as number 10. And then he said, oh, what did I do? Well, Asiri Chi. So the next one, he says, okay, you're number 9. So he never really properly labeled the 10th as 10. Number 9 was labeled as 10, wasn't really 10. And number 10 was now relabeled as 9. Ula Chadasa Asiri. Now he went further. He says, oh, what about 10? Oh, you're 11, you're number 10. Shalosh to Mekudosh. Kedusha applies to all three. In different ways. Hachi Nechal B'mumay. The ninth, which was labeled as 10, is not really a carbon. You have to wait until it gets a mum, and you eat it like that. But Siri Maser, the 10th one is actually Maser, despite the fact that he never really labeled it as 10. In this case, where the actual number 10 was not really properly labeled as 10, so it's sort of like he left the number 10 slot a bit open to allow number 11 in there. The 11th, which was labeled as 10, is now considered like a Shlomim, with all the halachos of Shlomim, the chaz of a shaykh, different parts of the Karban got to the Kayin, etc. Vaisa Tumura. It's such a shlamim to such an extent that it's able to generate a Tumura, a swap. So if you take another animal, put it next to the shlamim, and say, you know, I want to swap, I want to exchange. Halach is that the Kedusha of the shlamim attaches itself, extends over to that animal as well, as we're going to see by Hashem and Mesechas Tumura. Divir Rav Meir. Okay, so Rav Meir's opinion is that the Alameth is so Kaddish, it has the ability to even make a Tumura. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that? It in itself is merely a carbon copy. He's just a carryover of the real Masore. He's not really the original carbon. He's the 11th. He's drawing Kedusha away from the 10th. So he's already a second level. He's already sort of a copy. A copy can't make another copy. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'chi, yesh tmura, he said tmura, since when does a tmura generate another tmura? Okay, the response to this was, Amru, they said, b'shum, the name of Rav Meir. No. Because it's not really a tmura. You know, a real tmura, you're right, can't carry on, but because it's Kedusha is really weak to begin with, so he can't really generate another tmura. But in this case, he's similar to the concept of tmura because he's drawing Kedusha from the other end, but he's not technically a tmura. Amar Rav Meir, ilo ya tmura. In fact, if he was really classified as a tmura, lo ya kariv, then in fact he wouldn't even have a krava, because the halacha is that a real master behemoth that makes a tmura, that tmura doesn't have a krava. That's the halacha. We learn this in the Gemara Tmura by the Hashem, we have Psukim. So, apparently he's not really a genuine Tmura. In concept, I understand he's taking from the other, but he's not really a Tmura. He has his own status, his own identity, in which case he can generate another Tmura. Okay, so what happened was, he was counting in order. He got to number 10, he confused it. Number 9, he confused it, and he called it number 10. Number 10, he relegated to 9, and 11 equal 10, all three have Kedusha. The 10th, the actual 10th, is Master Behema. Number 9 has to wait for a moment. Number 11 is a Shlam. What happens if Karla Chi Asiri? So let's just emphasize, in that case, he really never actually properly labeled number 10 as number 10, because when he got to 10, he relabeled him as 9. So it sort of, he left the number 10 slot open for number 11 to move in there. But in this case, we have Karla Chi Asiri. So when he got to 9, he confused him with number 10, relabeled him as 10. La Siri Asiri. But 10, he really called 10. He properly numbered them. So now, the gate's closed. He filled up that number 10 slot, La Hadassah Asiri. So now when he goes to 11, he mislabels him as 10. Ein Achadassah Kadeh, because there's no Kedush on 11. Why is that klal? This is the rule. Kol Shalei Nek Hashem Asiri Mimenu. If he never undid the 10 from the 10th, such as in this case where he properly labeled 10 as 10. So there's no more room for 11 to fit in there. There's no Kedush on the 11th. Okay, so what did we learn in the second part of the Mishnah? That if one mislabels 9 as 10, 10 as 9, 11 as 10, all three have Kedusha. The actual 10th is Maser Behema. Number 9 is waiting for a mum. There's some sort of element of Kedusha which requires him to wait for that to happen. And 11 is considered a shlam. Can he make a tmura? It's a machlekes. Now, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we spoke about two animals coming out simultaneously, jumping out together. He's meant to label them as two. And if he failed to do so, and he called them one, and then so on and so forth, so it was really one behind. So when he gets to number 9 and 10, things get confusing, and it becomes makulkul. Now, as we're going to see in the Gemara now, something to be pointed out. He wasn't really trying. That wasn't really his intent, to count them as pairs, two at a time. He was intending on doing them one at a time. So happens to be two jumped out at the same time. Right? So in that case, really, he's still trying to be a conformist. He's trying to do it properly, one at a time. And in fact, he got himself confused because of that. And that's why we reckon with his labeling, his numbering, which ends up being a confusing situation. And he's mechanical the behemoths. But let's say, Amar Bi'echanan, Munon Zugay Zugays. He deliberately counted them as pairs, two at a time. So they're coming out two at a time, and he's counting them like that. All right, one pair, two pairs, three pairs. Zugay zugays. Or kinterin, another way to do it is kinterin, by the hundreds. We had the other day, kinterin is, that's the very high value currency, high value coin, 100 seller, so it's 100 at a time. Kinterin, kinterin. Okay, so the first 100, okay, here's the second 100, and he intends on making, oh, so let's see, which one is the master? Okay, so it's two at a time, 100 at a time. Which one is master behema? Asir leminyanoi fukadish. The 10th based on his count. Now, what does that mean? Leminyanoi mai? How do you explain that? Amari amar leminyanoi fukadish. It's all based on his numbering. If he's counting them as pairs, so the 10th pair. If he's counting 100, the 10th 100, right? So between 109, between 1,000 and 1,100, right? Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? Sorry, the 10th 100. So after 900, the next 100, that group is going to be Master Behemoth. It's all about his numbering. Rav Kahana Amar says, no, we ignore his numbering, because it's all about the 10th and the animals. L'minyan Behemoth Sukkadosh. So we disregard his numbering. It's the 10th animal. It's about the animals. L'minyan Behemoth Sukkadosh. Now let's go take a look at our Mishnah. We had a similar case, a bit different, as the Gemara will explain, but it seems on the surface to be very similar to this case. Tanan Yasu Shnaim Ka'achas. Two pop out at once. Mano Yisim Shnaim. Shnaim, he's meant to count them as a pair, right? Two. Monon Echad. He mistakenly counted them as one, so two for one. So he's really one behind on his count. Shiva Asirim Kalkalim. When he gets to 9:10, it's all messed up. Apparently, we reckon with his labeling. Why? According to Rav Kahana, it's all about the animals. Forget about what he's doing. The 10th in the animal count is Maser Behemoth. According to the first opinion, that it's about his labeling, that explains the confusion. Shemach, that's why we have a mix-up. Havu, Shiva, Asirim, Kilkom, we have 9 and 10 mixed up. Why? Because he's one behind on his count. The last Siri Kakarilichi, because the real 10th he's still holding at 9, and the real 11th he's calling 10, so it's all messed up. It's all about the 10th animal, irrespective of his labeling. So skip and disregard his numbering. Lichi, the real 9th one, Chi Kakarili, is called 9, not because he's counting it, because it is the 9th. La Siri, the real 10th, Siri Kakarili, he's calling it 10, meaning it's really 10. Disregard what he's saying. Amalar Chav Yechanan. So Yechanan will respond with a distinction, as we explained. Ki Aminana, when do I say that we apply this system? Hechad Yicham Lefuki Zugas Zugas. So when do we ignore what he's saying? We just focus on the animal numbers. That's when he's trying to bring him out two at a time, which is the improper method. So now we disregard what he's doing. We just focus on the number of the animals. But in our case, in the Mishnah, just popped out on its own. So he was still trying to maintain a proper single count, labeling, numbering system. So he doesn't lose that power. In this case, we don't disregard what he's saying, and his numbers take effect. Toshmai comes another riot, which is going to be a riot to Rav Kahana, that it's all about the animals. Manol Mafreya, let's say he counted backwards. He counted down instead of 1 to 10, 10 to 1. So he's 10, 9, 8, Asiru Shebebini Nukadish. Okay, so the 10th on his count, which is really being called 1, is Kadish, as Masa Behema. Apparently, we're looking at animals, not at his numbers. It's all about the animals. So if it's based on animal count, Shaper, it makes sense. This is the 10th animal in the animal count. But according to the other opinion, that's about his numbering, he's calling him one, Asiri. The 10th, Chad Kakarila, he's calling him one. How is one going to be Master Behema? I'm a Rava. because in Persian, 1 means 10. Amar Rav Ahayil Be'isa B'minyan Parsa, because in the Persian numbering system, the Kar La'asar Achad over there, 10 is called 1. Okay, maybe one complete number, whatever the reason is, but in Persian, he's saying number 10, so that's why, you know, you could do Asbim in any language. That's why it works. Okay, so conclusion, if you intend that I'm doing it a couple at a time, pairs or hundreds, which one is Mas Behema? According to one opinion, it's about his numbering. According to Rav Kahana, it's about the animals. But all agree, in the case of the Mishnah, it was inadvertent. So there he maintains his ability to make his count. And that's why there, we disregard the tenth animal. It's about what he's saying. And since he's one behind, it's confusing. And that's why he's Mekalkel, number 9 and 10. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. What if he's really counting single file? But when he gets to 9, 10, 11, he confuses things. Karla Chi Asiri, the 9th he mislabeled as 10. Ula Asiri Chi, the 10th he mislabeled as 9. Achadas Asiri, the 11th, he decided to call 10. Mishnah tells us that all three are Kaddish to a certain extent. Tanarabon, here comes the Brisa, which elaborates on this further. Menayin Shim Karla Chi Asiri. How do we know that in this case where he mislabeled 9 as 10? Ula Asiri Chi Shi, and mislabeled 10 as 9. In the 11th, he called 10. All three get Kedush Tam Leimar. So where's the pasuk for this? V'chol ma'asar bakar v'tzayin. Kol ha'shiyah v'tachas ha'shavet. Ha'asiri. Yiyah kodesh. And the Bach adds, l'rabois es kulam. So some learn from v'chol, ben Gershom. Rashi seems to say it's from Asiri. Any element of 10, whether it's the real 10 or it's just called 10, it gets Kedusha. Okay, so the Kedusha of 10 spools over to the right and to the left, the number 9, number 10, adjacent to it. What about 8? Can it spool back all the way there? Yochel Shani Marbav Shmini, Ushnemasa, what about 8 and 12, which was mislabeled as 10? Is that also going to work? Amr's, the answer is no. Hoyel of Ukadish. We compare the spillover to the original. Hoyluhu Kaddish, the actual Master Behem is Kaddish, because it is number 10. Utu Usam is Kaddishes. And the one that was confused with it is also Kaddish. Mahu Einim Kaddish Ela B'samach, just like the actual original, proper Master Behem is only Kaddish B'samach, close by, meaning in itself. Rashi says in the third line, Shein Lachas Samach Yos B'isim Agufa, it's no closer than in itself. So it's inherent. After Usoy Enim is Kaddish El B'samach. Likewise, the concept of Toys doesn't spill over that far away. It does expand, does extend, does affect the ones that are closest by. What are the closest to 10? 9 and 11. But Tanya, how could we say that the Kedusha can spill over to 9 and 11? We have a Brayse about Tanya. Mahu Miyuchad After Usoy Miyuchedes. That just as the proper Maaser Behem is Miyuchad, is specific to the 10th, after Usa likewise, any spillover is Miyuchad, is specific to one more. So it doesn't affect two, at the most, only affects one nearby. How could you say all Kaddish? So there was a Chacham presented to Rabbi Yochanan, based on a Braisa that he was proficient with, Hamani Rabbi Lezer B'Shimani. This price is reflective of a different opinion. The son of Rabbi Shimon Aimer, lo elam ein achad asr kaddish. You can't have kedusha on all three at once. 11 would not get kedusha unless there was no kedusha on number 9. Achi yishtek b'tshi. He was silent at 9, meaning he did not mislabel him as 10. So there was no mislabeling as of yet. V'yikro l'asiri chi. And the problem started when he got to 10. He mislabeled them as 9, so now he opened up the slot. He left the 10 open, so to speak. L'chados asiri, now he mislabeled 11 as 10. So now we have Kedusha on the 11th. So the concept of tos, the concept of a spilling over Kedusha, can only go and affect one animal. It can affect 9th and 10th. And what's the basis for this opinion? Savalik Rabbi Yehuda. He's going with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who learns that the tos, the spillover, follows the track of a tzmura. It's like a tzmura, it's like a copy. Someone can read the Amat Tos Master Tzmura Havya. That the Tos, the Kedusha, that draws from the Master is like a Tzmura. Tzmura Havya. The Sevel Kavua, and likewise, Rabbi Elazar holds like his father, so we're sort of pairing together a couple of elements here to arrive at our conclusion. On the one hand, the Tos is based on the Tzmura system. Number two, B'Savla Kavua, Rabbi Elazar holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. The Amar says, Ein Meimar, Chayzer Meimar. That Tzmura is a one-time deal. Right, you take an animal, put it next to the shlomim, let's say, you make a tmura, it works, but that's it. The original shlomim doesn't have the ability to generate multiple tmuras. So, likewise, our Master Rahim only has the ability to expand and extend and affect one in one direction. You can make like one tmura. So once, let's say, the Kedusha expands over to number 9, which was mislabeled as 10, that's it. He's depleted. He can't generate another tmura. So the only way you can get Kedusha onto the 11th is if there was no Kedusha on the 9th. 9th was labeled properly as 9, and then the mistake happened. 10 was mislabeled as 9, and then 11 was mislabeled as 10. Amar Rav. Okay, well, back to the two at a time situation. Amar Rav, Yosef Shnayim B'tshi. So two animals jumped out when he was about to count number 9. And he did so, Karan Shi. Okay, he got all confused. He says, 9 on both. So what do we have? We have a true 9th, which is Chulin, not Kaddish, and we have the real 10th in there as well. So in this mix here, in these two animals, we have one Maser and one Chulin. Asir and Chulin mixed up with each other, Rav and Zebazeh, you have to treat them accordingly. Rashi says, you have to wait until they get a Mum on account of the Maser. On the other hand, if he shears or works with them, with one of them, there's no Malkus. Because maybe he's not Kaddish, you can't punish him. Okay, so we have Maser and Chulin mixed up. Murav and Zebazeh. And the Gemara explained, Asir Meil of Kaddish, because number 10 becomes Kaddish by default. Even though he called him 9, it's number 10. Lachi, the real 9, Chika Karli, labeled him as 9. So he remains as is, Chulin. Okay, that's case number 1. What happens? Again, two jumped out at the 9 juncture, and he called them both 10. Oh, 10th, Karna Siri. So now, we have a Master Behema in there, and we also have a 9th that was mislabeled as 10, which has an element of Kedusha, right? Karna Siri, we have a Siri, a real Master, a Chi, and a 9th, which was mislabeled as 10, which has some Kedusha, but Ramu Zemek's with each other. My time and the reason is, Asir Kekar Luhu, because Lutharayi gave them both the label 10. So we have two cases where two animals popped out together at number 9. The first case he called them 9. We have a Chulin and a Maser. Second case he called them 10. We have a Maser and a 9 with Kedusha. Let's move on to the next step. Yotzer Shnayim Basiri. We're holding at 10. He already counted 9. We're holding at point 10. And two popped out together. Vikar Nasiri. And he labeled them both in 10. So here we have the real 10. And we have an 11th. That was mislabeled as 10. Now here it's different than the Mishnah, because we had a precondition for 11 to have Kedusha, that he uprooted number 10. He left number 10 slot open for him. In this case, it's a little tricky because he didn't really leave number 10 open. In fact, he labeled them both as 10, including the actual 10th. So now you can ponder about this. Did he lock the door? Did he close up the gate? Did he fill up the slot, which disallows 11 to get any Kedusha? Or shall we say, since it happened together, that's going to be the Gemara Svara of Vasachas. It happened as one, simultaneously. It's not like he filled up slot number 10, then he says, oh, come here, 11, let me relabel you as number 10. That doesn't work. There was no Akira of number 10, it's too late. But here, it happened together. It was a simultaneous occurrence. He filled up slot 10 and slot 11 at the same time. Here, in fact, says Rava, it works. We have a natural 10 and an 11, which was relabeled as 10, which has Kedushas Shlamim. So we have these two mixed with each other. And what happens? Rashi explains. You have to treat them both as a Shlamim, which has additional standard, additional elements over a Maser. You have to give the Chaz of a Sheik, certain portions of the Shlamim to the Kayin. You have to do these Rikan Mizbech, two applications like a Shlamim, etc., etc. Okay, one last variation. Koron Achad Asr. So again, we're holding at point 10, two jump out together, and he called them both 11. So what do we have? We have a real 10, a Maser Behemah. We have a mundane animal. We have 11, which was called 11. So we have a Sir V'chum, a 10 and an 11 mixed up. We have a Maser Behemah with a mundane animal. How solemnly? Why repeat this case again? It's pretty much... Hainuach, aren't these two cases? I mean, we had basically two scenarios. Two came out together at number 9, and two came out together at number 10. And within each one, we had two, variations, which are pretty much carbon copies of each other. Right? So they came out together, he called them both 9, so we called them both 10. We called them both 9. We have a chulin and a ma'aser. Call them both 10. We have a ma'aser and a ninth with kedusha. And in a similar fashion, we have two came out of 10. Similar situation. Hainuach, it's pretty much a carbon copy. El kamashwan, the point is that 11 could get kedusha despite the fact that he filled up slot number 10, as we explained. Even though he really didn't really undo the 10th one. Right? They both came out together at point 10, and he says, 10. So he labeled 10 properly, together with the 11th. The 11th gets Kedusha. The Chol, Bevasachas, whenever two happen together at the same time, it's a simultaneous occurrence. Tarvayu, Kakachi, they both get Kedusha. Ba'afgav, even though the Loinekashim Asir meant, even though he didn't technically uproot and cancel the 10th from the 10, which is typically a prerequisite for allowing Kedusha on the 11th. You have to leave room for him. In this case, he didn't. He labeled 10 properly, but since it happened together simultaneous with the mislabeling of 11 as 10, both get Kedush. And that's going to be the next piece that we're going to deliberate on this very point. It's a huge Kedush, because, on the surface, you look at the Mishnah. Mishnah clearly, at the last line, Mishnah says, Zachlal, Chol Shalei Nekar, Shem Asir, Men, if the 10th was not canceled, you can't bring in the 11th. There's no room for it. Comes Rav and says, but that's only when it was done sequentially. But it was done bevas achas. He related to both 10 and 11 at the same time, called them both 10. In this case, even though he did not cancel 10, he did not uproot and undo number 10. The 11th fits in there. Yoz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was sitting commonly lashmait and saying over this novel chiddush of Rava, that in fact both get Kedusha. I'm going to Rav Ashlaf Kahana. What do you mean, Rav? I thought uprooting 10 from 10 is a prerequisite. In this case, it wasn't done. But you know, the Mishnah says, Zakla, look. The rule is as such, if the 10th was not cancelled, there's no Kedusha on the 11th. Answers the Gemara, that's only if it was done sequentially, but here it was done simultaneously. Hanimili was Echazet, was done one after the other. So once he sort of filled up slot number 10, it locks out 11. Abavas achas. But in this case, it was done in tandem. Tarai kakashi, both get kedush. Ask the Gemara, bazechazeh. Bet the Gitanila. But zechlal, which is sort of a recap of the halacha, right? The mission is concluding with an absolute statement. It doesn't seem like the Mishnah is talking sequential. And only then is it an issue. Because Bezeach HaZeh sequential is already discussed early in the Mishnah. Vedik Tani Lo. It's already discussed in the line before, the previous halacha in the Mishnah. Kar L'chi Asiri. So in that scenario, we illustrate this point. Apparently, Zach Klal is coming to add that even simultaneous doesn't work. Kolachi Asiri, he relabeled, mislabeled 9 as 10. Asiri, the 10th he labeled properly as 10. Lachadas Asiri, and then he tried to mislabel 11 as 10. Doesn't work. And Lachadas Mekudosh. So here it's sequential. And then the Mishnah repeats itself, apparently to cover even simultaneous. Aklal, as per the rule. Lasuima, what's that coming to cover? La Lasuiva Sahas. The extra reiteration in the Mishnah is apparently trying to cover even Vasachas. Unlike Rava, who says Vasachas works. Loi no Lasuya. I don't know. Perhaps Vasachas certainly works, like Rava tells us. The Zakhla reiteration in the Mishnah is coming to cover a different case. Yotzasir Vele Deeper. So when you got to number 10, he didn't say anything. So he didn't say anything. He didn't call him 9, he didn't call him 10. So you think maybe, since he didn't explicitly say number 10 yet, maybe that allows 11 to slip in there. No. That's the point of the Mishnah. The loy nekar shem asir men, the fact that he didn't uproot. True, he didn't explicitly say it, but he didn't uproot it either. So by default, 10 is 10. The slot is filled up. And now there's no room for the 11th. But certainly in Rava's case, where 10 and 11 happen at the same time, it works. I'll even prove to you that this is correct. Otherwise, Hadassani, how do you explain the next price? The other Shnaim Basiri. So two emerged at number 10. Nobody preceded the other one, meaning they both came out exactly at the same time. Vikar Nasiri, he called them both number 10. What's the halacha? Kedusha applies itself to both. Asiri v'achadasa muram zebezeh. We have a 10th and 11 mixed up. Why? Did he cancel 10? No. Loi nekashim asiri hemen. He didn't uproot 10 from 10. Oh, must be in line with Rava's concept. Since it happened in tandem, it works. Elolav, it must be. Mishum namri, we say kol v'achas tarai kakach. If it happens together, it works. That proves Rava right. So the no, Mishum ala yuri, this wouldn't prove anything. Perhaps this price is talking about yet another type of case. My skin was speaking as follows. The kodim chad minayu va'afik l'resh. What happened was pretty strange that number 10 emerged, but only his head emerged. He didn't fully emerge. V'kari achad asra, and the owner mistakenly called him 11. Hey, you're 11. Get back in there. What are you doing? Why are you jumping out? V'odi yara, and then he got mixed back into the herd. V'nafik ba'adodi. And this time he came out together with the next one. V'karinu asiri. And he numbered them both 10. So, in this case, even though he's now calling them both 10, but he already undid something. He already undid the 10th by calling him 11 when his head emerged. Right? So really, it was a 10th that started coming out. He mislabeled him as 11. So that's an Akira. So even though he popped back in, I came back out with his friend. And now they were both labeled as 10. Too late. He already mislabeled the 10th as 11. So he was Iker. He undid number 10. Okay, so that allows for the 11th to slip in there. There's some room for him. The slot's available. And they both have Kiddush. Dohar Nekar Shem Asiri Men, because the actual Shem Asiri, number 10, was uprooted from him because he was mislabeled as 11. So that's an Akira. But in Rabbi's case, there was no Akira. Well, like Kodom Kutani, how could you say that one began coming out and he was mislabeled? The Brisa clearly says nobody preceded the other one. My Lekodom, when the Brisa says nobody jumped ahead, the Hadari Arav, I mean, he didn't come out completely. He didn't fully exit the gate. He went back in, he got mixed up. Ukimak like a Rebbe, at this interpretation is inconsistent with Rebbe. Because basically what we're saying is mislabeling the 10th, giving him number 11, that's a form of Akira. That's a form of diversion. And it's considered like undoing the 10th. Unlike Rebbe, who says, mislabeling 10 as 11 is not an akira. If you call him 9, that's an akira, but calling him 11 is not an akira. We'll see in a minute why. The Rebbe, because according to Rebbe Yom, he tells us, achadosu lev akira, calling the 10th by mistake 11, it's not an akira. I feel the tame Rebbe, no. Our interpretation fits very well with Rebbe. Rebbe is speaking about a unique circumstance where the number 11 can mean something else. Kiyama Rebbe, Rebbe's speaking Hechad Islebim as Tuba. He's got lots of animals in the pen. He's got 1,000 animals. He's going to have a lot of business, a lot of Masa Behemoth today. Darmina, we interpret that although he's saying Achad Asar, which to us sounds like 11, but perhaps Achad Asar has a totally different meaning. Achad, the one Masar, he's my first Masar. Great. Ah, celebration, my first Masar. One of many. Mazel Tov, right? Darmina, we say Chad Yisur Kamer, he's just simply relating to the first Masar that he's separating, not to number 11. Achad Asar, the first Masar. But if he only has 10, 11 animals in the pen, he doesn't intend on doing more than one maaser, so apparently when he says achadosh, it doesn't mean the first maaser of the day, it means 11. And that qualifies as an akira, as we're saying. Hachab, in our case, the less libim is fate, doesn't have many more. And therefore, it's an akira. So bottom line, perhaps you do need an akira. So we don't even have a right to Rava, who told us a novel chiddush today, that despite the need to have an akira, but if we come out together, 10 and 11 popped out together, and he called them both 10, even though there was no uprooting and undoing of number 10, but since 10 and 11 came out together, they both latch on to the Kedusha and their Kaddish. My Rebbe, okay, speaking about Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe? Who says that Achadasar sometimes could have different meanings, the Sanya. Karel Asir Achadasar, he labeled 10 as 11, the Achadasar Asir in the 11th he labeled as 10, and Achadasar Kaddish, 11 has no Kedusha. To be a Rebbe, Achadasar Kaddish, 11 does have Kedusha. Klal Amar Rebbe, as per the rule of Rebbe, Kol Zman Shalei Nekach Shem Asir Menuf, there's no uprooting of number 10. Ein Nachat Achaz HaKadosh, Kedusha does not apply to the 11th. And the question is, but here he uprooted. It was number 10, he called him 11. Amar Rava, we're speaking about many animals. Hachem Ha'eskinon, I mean, this Lebeim is too, he got lots of animals, he intends on doing many masters today. I mean, so we interpret that the term Achad Asar doesn't mean 11. Chad Yisur Kamar, he meant the first Maser of the day. So he actually called him properly Maser Behema. That's not a pruning. And therefore, slots filled, preempting Kedusha from the 11th. Okay, we'll leave that for tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. In a nutshell, we have a Mishnah. Ideally, you should be counting them single file. What if he counts them in pairs or in hundreds? Rabbi Yochanan says, Leminyan no yukadish. What does that mean? Rabbi Murray interprets according to his count. So it's the 10th pair or the 10th group of 100. What did Rav Kahana? It's all about the animal. 10th animal is kadish by default. All agree in our Mishnah where two popped out unintentionally, unplanned. In that case, we still empower him to count, and if he messes up his count, then it's makukul. We have a chiddush called Ta'usa Miskadesh. So you have the actual 10th as 10, but what if you mislabel 9 as 10 or 11 as 10? The Kedusha spreads around. The 9th gets Kedusha, requires a mum for Shechita. The 11th is considered a Shlomim. Can I make a Tmura? That was a Machlekes. The 11th only gets Kedusha if there was an Akira on the 10th, according to Rava. Vasachas. So if you call them both 10, 10th and 11th together, that also allows 11 to get Kedusha, which he draws from the 10th. Okay, all the best to you and much atzlacha.